Hello, community, and welcome to the Medical Minute brought to you by Decatur Health. I'm your host, Tim Davis, and today we're going to talk about how to survive spring allergies. Congratulations, you made it through the fall and winter allergies. Now, welcome to the more common spring allergy season, when there are all sorts of things floating around in the air that can irritate your eyes, nose, and throat. We're going to explore spring allergy season, some causes and symptoms, along with how to fight back. When the birds are chirping, flowers are blooming, and moderate breezes are blowing, all of these are signs of spring. Nice, huh? But there's also the yearly pollen-bearing party pooper of spring allergies that begins in March across the southern U.S., gradually working its way northward to the Canadian border by late April. Why does pollen cause spring allergies? Well, the air is saturated with pollen in the spring, and it seems to affect some people's immune systems more than others. In fact, about 20% of the U.S. population suffers from seasonal allergies. One cubic meter of air can contain thousands of pollen grains, so although you won't see them, your body might react to them. People with spring allergies or allergies at any time of the year, their immune systems malfunctioned at some point, marking a harmless substance like pollen as a threat. Once this happens, it's very hard to get rid of the allergy. There are three main culprits dumping spring pollen into the air: trees, grass, and weeds. There's not a guaranteed way to defeat spring allergy season, but there are some ways to push back and reduce the effects. By controlling the exposure indoors, pollen sticks to things, so if you don't clean regularly, it can build up and aggravate the situation. Make sure you change your HVAC filter every month. Vacuum the floors and furniture once a week. Mop, don't sweep. Sweeping can put more pollen into the air. Wash your clothes after one wearing and keep the laundry bin away from the bedroom and bathroom. Reducing your exposure to outdoor spring allergy irritants can be trickier than indoors. However, here are some tips to help you with that. Apply a pre-emergent weed killer fertilizer treatment during the winter or early spring before grass and weeds start growing. If you are hit by the spring allergies, avoid yard work whenever possible. If you must work outside, wear gloves, safety glasses, a long-sleeved shirt, long-leg pants, a cap, and a mask if you need to. Remain indoors on dry, windy days when pollen dispenses more easily. The three primary weather factors controlling pollen are precipitation, relative humidity, and wind. Moist air reduces pollen concentration, while dry, windy weather spreads the pollen and rain washes it out almost completely. There's some other ways to help battle the spring allergy season. Might be through drugs. They might work for you, but remember, it might take a bit of trial and error to find the drug that works for you, as we're all different, and what works for your neighbor might not work for you. First off, there's antihistamines. These can help if you're sneezing, having a runny nose, or your nose and eyes are itchy. Decongestants, they can come to the rescue when you're all stuffed up because they shrink the lining of the nasal passage. Some come in nasal spray or a pill. Decongestants work fast, but they can lead to a rebound effect, which means your symptoms may get worse from using them too much. Stay safe, stop using them after 3 days. If your symptoms don't improve, see your doctor about more advanced medications. Nasal corticosteroid sprays. You spritz these into your nose and they can give you relief from stuffiness and sneezing, but they can take a few days or even weeks to kick in. Eye drops. Those work fast, in about 15 to 20 minutes, when your eyes are itchy and watery, and they may prevent some symptoms too, but for some folks, they can cause stinging eyes and maybe even headaches. Allergy shots. You may want to look into these if some of these other meds don't get the job done. Your doctor will give you a series of injections over months or years that contain a little bit of the pollen you're allergic to, just like getting a vaccine. Your body builds up a defense system that keeps pollen from causing the symptoms. But don't expect instant results, as these can take a while to be reliably effective, and that can take years. Either way you choose to battle these allergies, talk to your doctor and they can help. To make an appointment, call the Decatur Health Family Practice Clinic at 785-475-2015 and get checked out to see if they can help. I'm Tim Davis, and that's the Medical Minute brought to you by Decatur Health. Decatur Health, where compassion and healing come together.